Hi guys, I am here again on All That Matters with Steph, and I am your host Stephanie. And today we're going to be talking on a very controversial topic, feminism. And I have a guest here today that is going to help me on this topic. Like I said, the topic is controversial, so we're going to be having different opinions from different people. Some people might want to be defensive on their opinions, but all the same, we definitely mean no harm, okay? Hello, Auntie Amira.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
You are fine, Abby?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So today, we're talking on a very crucial topic. Very wonderful. Feminism. See, let me just let you know. I don't know anything on feminism. You are the one enlightening me. You are telling me, okay? I just have some questions that I'll be telling you, so that nobody will come. See, I'm saying it though. I don't know anything of feminism, nobody should come after me or after this. But I'm saying it though. Okay. But yeah. Like I said, I have some questions there, so I'll just be showing you the questions. You'll be answering me, okay? We are going to do it like that. What do you understand by feminism?
Okay, so, in my opinion.
Thank you. Hey, wait. I like that word. In our opinion.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. So, no one's coming from my opinion. Thank
okay.
you. So, feminism is the advocacy of rights. Sorry, it's the fighting for the equality of rights for women. That is the advocacy of women's rights on the ground of the equality of both sexes.
Okay, so we're fighting for women here.
You are fighting for women's rights. We're fighting for equality. For men and women to have equal rights.
Okay, it's not just fighting for women. We're fighting for
their rights.
To get, like, equality.
To get equal rights.
Okay. I understand now. But some people say that feminism has something to do with belittling men. Like, they belittle men. Do you understand?
But that's not the main idea of feminism.
Okay.
When you start talking about belittling men or making men feel small, that's not fighting for equality. When you are talking about equality, the two of them should have like the same. When you say something is equal, meaning it's like the same size.
Yeah,
so when you are trying to belittle men or I don't know, make men feel like they are not wanted in the society, that is another thing entirely. It is totally different from feminism.
But the feminists we have in Nigeria, they are very tough.
As for me,
guys,
I think the feminists, not the feminists we have in Nigeria, but you see those Twitter feminists.
Okay. Twitter feminists.
Women that are looking forward to call their anger horn.
Twitter feminists.
Yes, yeah, how we call them.
Don't come back at me, oh, if a Twitter feminist. I beg. She's one that, okay, we are saying it, but
a lot of them are not. They are not promoting feminism. They are promoting misandry. That is hatred of men, and that's
okay.
They are topic we don't want to come to.
No, we'll come to it though. They are promoting misandry.
Yes,
and that is hatred of men.
Yes.
Okay. So wait, why will they want to promote misandry?
Like I said, they are a bunch of heartbroken women. They're looking for how to get revenge.
Bunch of heartbroken women.
Yes, they're angry, heartbroken. They're looking for how to get revenge. Definitely, if you want to get revenge, you.
Amira, you want to shake tables. You want tables to shake today. It's not happening. No.
When I mean Twitter feminists, I'm not talking about every feminist on Twitter. They know themselves. It's not like they have a group chat where they belong. Because so people will not come at me. I don't mean everybody on Twitter that is a feminist is angry or abrogo, whatever adjective I used. I'm talking about the ones that are promoting misandry instead of feminism. If you don't feel attacked, I feel you will not come for me. So
nobody's coming for anybody.
If it's not your table, you will not come for me.
Nobody. So you want to shake some people's tables? You are looking for some people. Please, we're not shaking any tables here. I beg. Okay. Feminism works towards equality.
Yes.
That is okay. Do you know any feminists in Nigeria?
Yes, I know Chimamanda.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Does feminist have to be a female?
No, it does not have to be a female. A man can be a feminist.
Wow, that for me, I would think that's gay.
No, when you say for you to say a man is gay, yeah, that means he's feminine. Is it feminine? I mean, yes, that's the word.
Okay.
When you say someone is a feminist, it means the person is fighting for the equality of women's rights. Okay. It doesn't necessarily have to be a woman fighting for. It can be anybody. It can be a man.
Do you know any famous male feminists? Yes.
Famous. Adekunle Gold. Yes, I was watching one of his interviews. You know these so stupid sessions that Simi does on YouTube, and they were talking about feminism, misogyny, misandry, and they asked Adekunle Gold, "Are you a feminist?" I said, "Yes." So yes, he's a feminist because he's fighting for the equality of women's rights.
You know there are some countries that women don't have the right to talk.
Like that, exactly, that is what we're fighting. That's what we're fighting for. That's what we. That's what we don't stand for. That's what we stand against. We want women to have the same rights as men.
But in Nigeria, before, women don't have the right to talk. It's just now that we,
I feel like yes,
females
I,
are coming
yes,
up
because they are getting enlightened. They are getting enlightened, and yes, they are.
Okay. So Adekunle Gold, I'm coming for you. You're a feminist, huh? Okay. Okay. You said something on misogyny and misandry.
Yes.
Can you explain more?
Okay. So like I said before, I said misogyny is the hatred for women, and misandry is the hatred for men. That's the simplest way to explain it.
Why will men hate women? Why will women hate men? I don't understand.
I really don't think I have a suitable answer to that question because I also don't see any reason why a man will hate a woman or why a woman will hate a man. I don't see any reason why that.
But
would
I feel
at the end of it, we are so, the two genders are supposed to complement each other.
Okay, together. But so, I feel that some men see women like. We are
weaker vessels,
yes, exactly.
Yes, and that's the whole aim of feminism, to show them that if we look like weaker vessels, we still have equal rights, and we are not even weaker vessels. Sorry, but we still have. I suppose we are supposed to have equal rights.
Okay, so another thing. No, wait. Why will women that hate men? That's another
that's
question.
That's it. Everything madness. My friend. Because I don't see any reason why you hate a man or why you hate a woman. Maybe because I've not really sat down to think about the whole misandry and misogyny thing. Because
thinking
I don't
about
see
it,
any
it's,
reason.
It's pointless.
I don't know.
Baseless.
Nament. It doesn't make sense.
Nament.
Actually.
Oh God. Because it's serious. It's really pointless for you saying a woman is hating a man. Because what's the reason?
There has to be a reason, and I'm here to figure out what the reason actually is. Because
no, I'm not figuring out.
It
makes
sense.
I'm just saying, we are one. We are
exactly.
The same.
We're supposed to compliment.
Okay, we do things to help our.
That was why God created woman. You remember in the Bible?
To help.
Adam
thank you.
Eve. Yes.
To help. So what is the? Anyways, we do not kukuma shake any table. But we're still going to talk more on this feminism when next we meet.
Okay.
So I am going to come back here next week, and we'll talk on feminism part two. This is just part one. So maybe that part two, we're going to talk more on misandry and misogynists. Thank you for listening. I love you guys. Mwah, 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 mwah,
bye.
Bye.